الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند این ذکر خداست. ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
February the 22nd, 1989, Jamaran, Tehran. Addressees, clerics, religious reference authorities, seminary students, and leaders of the Friday and other congregational prayers. One of the issues that must be described to the young seminary students is this case. During the heydays of influence of the ignorant, sanctimonious, and illiterate simple-minded ones, how a number of people have resolved to do something and sacrificed their lives, honor, and assets for the deliverance of Islam, the seminary, and the clergy. The conditions were not like what is today. Anyone who did not believe in the struggle would retire from the scene to the house under the pressures and threats of the sanctimonious ones. The propagation of the notion of the Shah as the shadow of God, or one cannot resist empty-handedly against cannons and tanks, or that we are not obliged to engage in jihad and struggle, or who will take responsibility for the blood of the killed ones, and the most fragile of all, the misguided slogan that any government prior to the advent of the Imam of the time is illegitimate, and thousands of other ideas were serious and life-taking problems which could have been prevented through admonition, passive resistance, and propaganda. The only solution was struggle and sacrifice of blood, whose means God had provided. The committed ulama and clergy had prepared their bosoms in facing every poisonous bullet which would be shot toward Islam, and they arrived at the slaughterhouse of love. The first and most significant bloody chapter of the struggle was written on the Ashura of Khordad the 15th. On Khordad the 15th, 1342 in the Iranian calendar, coinciding with June the 5th, 1963, it was not only facing the bullets of the Shah's guns and machine guns. If it was only so, it would have made the confrontation easy. Instead, apart from it, there was the bullet of deceit, sanctimoniousness, and intransigence within our own front. It was the bullet of foul language, hypocrisy, and two-facedness that would burn and tear the heart and life 1,000 times than gunpowder and lead could do.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.